Good day, everybody. This is James McCanny sitting in as guest host today for both hours of the Power Hour. And I have a maze of topics to cover here that's all over the board. And so I could have had a guest today, but I did not. I decided to just, because I have so many topics to cover here, very important topics also, very timely topics. And so I'll be kind of jumping into these one at a time. And then I also have a little something special for the audience today, something that will help you out. One of my topics, I'll be talking about nanoparticles in graphene oxide. That's one of my topics today. That's the main one that I really want to get to. I'll cover some other topics first. But graphene oxide, some of you may have heard similar terms like graphene dioxide related to COVID shots and things like that. But this is something that is a technical field. It's been around for a while. It's advancing, but I'll be talking specifically about magnetic graphene oxide, which is the one they use for medicine. But it also is a computer interface to your cells. And this is what they want to get everybody to have in their bodies. And so it's claimed to be safe. Well, okay, I'm not going to go into this. I've whetted your appetite for this topic, but that's one of the main topics I'll be covering today and what you can do about it. But the problem is they can give this to you in a vaccine, and apparently, and I'm not going to confirm or deny this, it's been claimed that it's been found in some of the vaccines, but there's other ways to deliver it to the human body, and one of those is through the water systems. So in other words, the municipal water systems, and once you get it in your body does not get rid of it. And so, okay, but I will be talking about that, one of the main topics. So let me just jump into the first topic here. This just came in. There was a crypto hacking that occurred here just recently. $600 million was absconded by some hackers who went into a cryptocurrency. Now, I've had people who deal with cryptocurrency request information from me, because as you may know, it may not know, a lot of people know me for my work in space science, the electric nature of the universe, electrical conditions in the solar system, the plasma discharge comet model. But I spent 25 years of my life working in high-level secure computing. And no, I was not a programmer. I was a systems engineer designing high-level communication systems, and that included cryptography, encryption, firewalls, all kinds of high-level security issues for computers and computer transmission, computer communication. In 2007, I wrote a book. It was called Calculate Primes, and it was a public release of the material I did showing how to directly calculate prime numbers. And so most of the encryption today uses what they call public key encryption, RSA encryption. There's different names for it. Or you might hear people saying that they have, like if you go to a website and it has SSL, a secure socket layer, and it has the S at the end, it has HTTPS, that implies that there's some security layers there that are based on prime number encryption. And they'll say it's 126-bit encryption or various levels of encryption, 256-bit encryption or 1024, that'd be a very high level of encryption, etc. And so the issue is that I provided a system for calculating prime numbers easily that would easily break those encryption systems. This is in 2007. The industry responded, the military responded by fixing or patching, let's say, all of the places they believed that they had used that level of encryption, but the public industries kept selling public key encryption to the public. And this was forced by NSA and the CIA because they want to get into your computers. And so people are, companies are still selling this lame, useless encryption software for protection. And unfortunately, the cryptocurrencies have bought into this, and their crypto layer, their security layer in their crypto systems is based on something that's highly hackable. Let me just put it this way. And so anyway, yeah, $600 million somebody absconded with, took it out of the crypto system, and that's one of the things is you have your money in a wallet, in an electronic wallet. And the people that were asking me about this recently were crypto investors, let me just put it that way, and wanted to know about the level of security. And I said there isn't any because all of the cryptocurrencies are using this very hackable encryption layer software. And the reason that the NSA, like I say, and CIA don't want you to have this, in fact, they will not allow real encryption to be sold to the public because they want to get into your computers. But I wrote in 2014, I published another book. It's called Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit, which is kind of a play, it's kind of a sarcasm. But in that book, I also describe the very corrupt computer encryption business world, the industry, and what's going on there. So anyway, yeah, so some people got hacked, $600 million, the equivalent in cryptocurrency that somebody walked away with, and that's going to keep happening because they're using an encryption system that's very poor. Okay, so that's one topic. Next, just a quickie here. Biden apparently is going to declare a national lockdown. So I don't know if it's happened yet or when they're planning on doing this, but I think it's going to backfire big time. But anyway, the country is in a state of turmoil, and this will throw it into a bigger state of turmoil because of the amazing amount of propaganda on both sides of the aisle relative to COVID, the alleged Delta variant, which is, I mean, when this whole thing started in 2020, in February, I wrote a white paper. And everything I said in that white paper was the white paper with an addendum and then two subsequent sequel addendums after that. And one of the things I predicted was as soon as the fear of the original wave subsides, there will be another wave. And this already happened in England, for example, where after they vaccinated the entire country, they then announced that, oh, there was another variant and that nobody could break their lockdown, that they would not break the lockdown. And that was so predictable. I mean, that's just like, it's like predicting that it's going to snow in Toronto next winter. It's about the same level of predictability. It's 100% sure. So at any rate, just a quick thing here also is that apparently last night, the U.S. Senate passed an amendment that prohibits federal funds from going to pre-K programs in K-12 schools that teach critical race theory. Now, this has been a big issue. It went, so this is in the House. It probably will never get through the Senate to become law, and it only passed by one vote. But the issue is that the schools are using federal funding to preach. Now, this is a communist Marxist propaganda. It's a way to divide the country. It's a way that's it's a method that's been used before, and this will lead me into my very next topic also. But this is, if you read the Communist Manifesto, let me just insert a little bit here. When Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, he did not sit down and create this document out of thin air. He simply summarized all of the techniques that had been used throughout history to bring in communism into countries. So the Communist Manifesto is kind of a rule book. It's kind of a guidebook on how to install Marxism, communism into a country, any country. Doesn't matter if it's democracy or republic or a dictatorship or a czar state like Russia was when Marx was coming in, etc. It doesn't matter because all of these techniques are the same. And one of them is you divide on race. You pound on the race card. Everything is race, race, race. And that's one of the techniques. You take out the local police forces as one of the techniques. You take away the power of the police at the local level. And then you come in and you create a national police force. And that is run by the people who have gained power at the national level, the Marxists, etc. So everything you're seeing, everything you are seeing is Marxist coming directly out of the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx, which as I say is a history book. It's a summary of how to instill Marxist, in fact, high level of government control, complete lack of any individuality, and remove individuality. If you look at the terms they're using in schools, like the identity politics and diversity. What diversity really means, the way they teach it in schools, is that you're all the same. Marxism. That's what it is. They use a term, but they teach the opposite, and that's Marxism. They lie, they deceive, etc. So at any rate, it's interesting to see somebody is trying to pass at least some legislation to cure Marxist propaganda from being propagated in the schools. Which brings me to my next topic. Now, we probably, unless you're living in a cave, everybody knows that Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, was ousted. They even had the political mayor of New York calling for his ousting. And so how do you read this? What does this really mean? And then this of course, goes over to his brother, who is the honcho at CNN Nightly News. So he's like one of the, if you look at CNN, you have a few people who are the very top, but Chris Cuomo, you would say, is very top at CNN. Okay, so at any rate, what's going on here? And I mean, there's some scandal involved, but let me tell you, just about every politician that exists has some level of scandal, because when they first got into office, they were compromised. That's what the CIA does. That's what the political hierarchy does all the way up. It's a technique. It's another Marxist technique to compromise the leaders and at the local level, down to mayor, down to city council, down to the school district, I don't care, president, whatever it is. And that's what they didn't like about Trump. He was never a politician. He was never, compromised as a politician, etc. So he was a hard target to get to, although they got to him with all of their forces. But back to Cuomo and the Cuomo brothers, what is this all about? Because these are big-time people, and Chris Cuomo, didn't really have anything against him. He was just the brother of the governor. And so what is this all about? This is another communist technique. And what they do in the Communist Party is they have people who work their way up. They're good citizens in the party. They're doing the party platform. They do everything they're supposed to do. And one day they get chopped out at the knees, like Cuomo. They could have brushed this over. They could have paid off the accusers. They could have done a million things to make this go away, but they didn't. Why? Because this is a signal to all of the other good Democrats all around the country that you better watch your P's and Q's, buddy, because this can happen to a guy as big as Cuomo. If you look at Cuomo's history, he goes way back to the Kennedys. He got his start when the Kennedys were rising in power in the U.S. That's how far back he goes in the Democratic Party. And to cut him out at the knees at the top of his game, when he's doing all the bidding that they want for the COVID, everything else, he's right in there doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. But they pick a guy like that and they say, okay, we're going to take out Cuomo here. And what's that going to do? That's going to send a signal to everybody else out there that you're not too big to be chopped down by the party. That's communism at work. That's what they do. That's the party, and they all know it. And so they all have to shut up and stay in the corner and do their job because they could be next. And where are these guys going to get a job? Where's Andrew Cuomo going to get a job running a McDonald's? Yeah, it's going to be tough. He's going to be tough, but he'll get paid off. He'll get let off. He'll get put out into some golf course prison. But his job now is to act as the center of attention so that nobody else crosses that line. It's a way to control the sub leaders all the way down to whatever level you want to go to. Which leads me into my next topic here a little bit. I want to talk about drought creation and the fires that are going on, how Greece as a country is just completely destroyed by fires. We have California, we have the whole western side of the United States burning up. But how is this being done? Is this being controlled? And the answer is yes. Yes, it is. Back in around 2004, I published my book, what I call the weather book, and basically about a 300-page book that describes for the general public how weather works in the first place, how it really works, not what you hear on the evening news, but how does it really work and the electrical nature of weather. In fact, if we didn't have electrical conditions from the sun, we wouldn't have clouds, we wouldn't have electricity, we wouldn't have wind, we would not have storms, we wouldn't have anything. We'd have a bland atmosphere that was a little warmer in the daytime and a little cooler at night if you took away the electrical component. And so anyway, this leads to, back in the mid-90s, I was working with some Russian scientists at the University of Novosibirsk, and we set about to create methods for controlling hurricanes was one of the things. Also, more esoteric things like how do tornadoes on the sun work? How do those function? Where do they come from? What drives them? And it's all electrical. And so anyway, in 2004, I believe it was, I published my book, Principia Meteorologia, The Physics of Sun-Earth Weather, and talking about weather control, weather manipulation, using laser satellites, etc. But anyway, here's what you do. Here's what they are doing. They are using weather control techniques, primarily laser satellites, to maintain low-pressure cells and high-pressure cells. If you have a low-pressure cell, you're going to have a corresponding high-pressure cell. The high-pressure cell creates a vortex in the other direction. And basically, if you can keep that there, you can keep the warm, dry air coming from a region of the planet and create climate, basically. And I find it comical that this morning, the headline on CNN, the candy nugget news, as I call it, or the CIA national newspaper, which is controlled by the CIA, it has been since they bought it from Ted Turner in 1991. Their topic is that the fires that are occurring in the world are due to climate change. So they brought this broad term, climate change. It's not a scientific term. It's a political term. It's a way of explaining everything away with one sweep wand of a technical term that sounds technical, but it has nothing to do with what's going on. And so what's going on is they are controlling the climate to the point where they can create droughts in certain areas. But there's a price for this. If you went to Brazil, it's snowing. Tropical Brazil, where they grow coffee and sugarcane and make biofuel out of sugarcane, and you can't buy a gasoline car because they have so much biofuel from biogasoline, basically, alcohol. And I always say that in Brazil, you can fill up your car from the gas, from the pump, and then you can pour some in your glass and drink it as you drive down the road. That's what they're doing there. You cannot buy a gasoline car in Brazil, but it's snowing in Brazil. So there's a price to pay. If it's hot and dry in California, if it's hot and dry in Greece, it's cold and wet someplace else. Most of South America right now is experiencing very cold weather and rain, a lot of rain, day after day after day after day. And this is because they're driving the weather systems into certain areas to keep it dry and hot, and therefore it's just a matter of time till somebody's milking a goat someplace and they kick over the candle. Like the story in Chicago, the lady was milking her cow and the lamp fell over and burned the town down, which is really not true. But it's a matter of time until a spark goes off, catches this thing on fire, and the whole countryside burns down. And so this is manipulated. And then they say climate change. Everybody better get in line with climate change. Climate change, for all those people jumping up and down out there and screaming climate change, all of the do-gooders, all of the greenies, and I'm a greenie myself, but I'm not fooled by this. The whole idea of climate change is to control the ownership of water. It's what it's always been. It's what it is now, what it's always been. It's what it's always going to be. And so anyway, I wanted to talk about that. And then in the Midwest, I have reports from people that are on farms in the Midwest, and the corn is lost. The corn crop of the United States is lost to drought this year. So that brings us up to the 1930s, where there was a thing in the Ukraine, and I see we're coming up on a break here, so I'll at least get this topic started. In the 1930s, there was mass starvation in the Ukraine, and it was because of other political issues going on, once again, where Marxism came in, took over the country, took the peasants off the land who had been... Here's one of my favorite songs. We have a break coming back. We'll be back at 6 minutes after, or 20...
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Okay, back again. James McCanney here as the guest host today. This is August 11th, 2021. And so I'll be hosting both hours here of the Power Hour. Many topics to cover. Before the break, I was talking about the Ukraine in the 1930s. And I actually wrote a white paper on this. A few people had been working on this topic at about the same time I released my white paper. But the methods that the communists used to come in and take over a country, one of the main things they go after is the food. Because, doggone it, most people like to eat. Not only like to, but you kind of have to eat. And so if they can go after the food production, then, they have control. And so what happened in the Holodomor, which it was called, that was the Ukrainian word for the Great Starvation, which occurred in the early 1930s when it really got going. They had food carts because there was a food shortage. And what they did is they came in and they took all of the peasants who had been working the farms, took them off their land and put in political favorites who didn't know anything about running farms or producing food, etc. And so there was a tremendous lack of food. And of course, the Ukraine was the breadbasket for Russia. And so that led to the current wave of starvation that happened in Russia as a result of that. But the point is that they go after the food, and that's already going on. And there's people like the Ice Age Farmer that have been pounding on this particular topic. But what is going on right now is the drought that's covering the Midwest of the United States, the Corn Belt, as it's called, the corn and soybean. And those are the main products, which are world market products. And in most cases, they are failing. Already, they don't have a chance of making it what they call canopy. That's at the end of the season when the corn has completely is completely full. In other words, the sunlight cannot get to the ground. Is another way of saying it. That's a kind of an agricultural term you hear a lot if you're in corn country like I grew up in. and it's just not going to get to that point. The ears are very small. It's not worth driving out into the field to harvest this, and this is already going on. So the point is that because of now, what I want to bring in here is a term. We talked about weather control, weather manipulation, and I want to bring in a term here that everybody should pass around to everybody you know, and that is climate manipulation. In other words, the long-term control of weather to the point where you're affecting the climate. Okay? We could put that in a dictionary. I'm sure they won't publish it in Wikipedia, the CIA-controlled outlet, especially for science, completely controlled and taken over. But the climate manipulation is going on. We can see that. And, I've talked for years about, weather manipulation and hurricane manipulation. If you've ever heard me on radio shows before, that's one of my main topics. It was the core of my book, The Principia Meteorologia, The Physics of Sun, Earth, Weather, as one of my main topics there. And that was a public dissertation for the general public and for scientists who had no clue that this was going on. But anyway, they can manipulate weather long term so that it actually affects climate. And then you have disinformation sites like CNN saying, oh, this is climate change. It's caused by you driving your SUV up and down the road. And, of course, there again, you have so many people split on that topic. But as Lyndon Johnson once said, if you repeat something enough time, it becomes fact. Everybody will start repeating it and believing it. So that was the Lyndon Johnson's way of lying to the public. Is you just simply repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until it's common knowledge and everybody accepts it. And if somebody comes along and says something against it, then you're the problem. Okay. So at any rate, I think it's important to understand that this is the other half of that. I want to reiterate that when this happens, when they produce long-term weather manipulation that becomes climate manipulation, then there's a price to pay on the other side of the planet, and that's happening. But if you look at the planet, most of the land is in the northern hemisphere. The southern hemisphere is primarily ocean. You have South America and you have Africa sticking down a little bit into the southern hemisphere, and then a couple island communities such as Australia, New Zealand, and a few islands in the South Pacific. But that's it. If you look at the world from the southern side, in fact, there's an angle, get a globe sometime, get a globe and look down. There's a certain side of the earth where that's 100% ocean. You don't see any land except for a few mountaintops that we called islands. And then you look at the other side of the globe and it's pretty much all land. And so it's, the earth is kind of egg-shaped. That's an indication that the earth is egg-shaped. But at any rate, the southern part of the southern hemisphere of the world is extremely cold. So that's where the price is being paid. You have Brazil that has lost its entire coffee crop this year. So that's the opposite effect. Too much rain, too much cold is bad for crops also. And so the adverse effects on the climate manipulation are that the crops are failing worldwide. And then, of course, in a sweeping statement, CNN can come along and say it's climate change, blame you for driving your SUV up and down the road, and hey, end of story. Okay, let me see if I should jump into a couple other topics here first. Here's something I just want to, it's a kind of advice in general. And I'm not real big on giving advice. I have my own, like everybody, you have your own personal life and any difficulties that come with it. But as we're heading into more difficult times, which we are, every family, and this is something that came from, I had somebody come to me and ask for some advice, kind of like a Dear Abby kind of, can you give me some advice on what to do? And it happened to be relative to a family member, or a few of them that are toxic people. They all type of characteristics, you know, they might have, they don't work, they don't support themselves, they don't do anything. And, and then you have the enabler. See, now this is part of the process too, is somewhere in the family there's an enabler, which is like constantly helping them out, getting them out of trouble, giving them money, supporting them, giving up a place to stay or whatever it is, you know, you have the enablers. And so, these people always have a sad story to tell. Oh, it's just that if I can just get through this next month and everything will be better. This is only temporary, you know, but it goes on for years and years. What I'm telling people is now is a very good time to unload these people. Find a creative way. And here's the thing too, is that you have to also cure the enabler, because part of this equation, part of the balance of this equation is the enabler, the person who thinks they're helping somebody but are really not. They're being used and don't know it. But what I'm saying is now would be a very good time to kind of search out. And the reason I'm saying this, because when people are in this situation, they think, oh, it's just me. I'm the only person. It turns out, because I did a little research to kind of get some background on this to help this person out, and I did some research only to find out that probably very few families don't have members like this that are toxic or codependent or enablers, etc. If you're in a family that does not have any of this, you're in the vast minority. You're very, very unusual. And so if I'm thinking everybody out there listening probably has a situation like this, and now is a good time to clear the slates and say, you know, this is the way it is. It's time to get up and walk for yourself. Okay, so enough of that, but I think it's a good tip, and it's a way, now is a good time to use the things that are going on now to your advantage. And here's another kind of a short story that I want to get in before I start talking about the nanoparticles and the graphene oxide, etc., is that there's been a lot of hype. You could not, like I say, if you're living in a cave, maybe you didn't notice, but the hype that's been pounded on the public about UFOs, Navy pilots seeing them with visual, with radar, they see it there. That's unidentified. It's got to be aliens. Aliens are flying all over the place now. Remember, there was a time back in the Carl Sagan days when the government completely denied it. Oh, this is foolishness. Nonsense. They said, well, now they're pumping the news media. They have these Navy pilots with, flying high performance jet airplanes, military planes that see these. They have them on 60 Minutes. This is prime time TV. They want everybody tuned to this topic. You have national syndicated radio shows covering this topic daily, pounding on it, so that you, like I say, you'd have to live in a cave to not have been exposed to this in some way or another. It's on, it's on all the news media. It's everywhere on the internet. And so what's going on? That's the question. That's the $64,000 question. Or if you were in Congress, it would be the $64 trillion question. What's going on? What's all this about? Well, clearly they're priming the pump for something. They're priming the pump. They want everybody tuned to this. And I figured out, I finally got enough inside intel to figure out what's going on. They are going to come out. And by the way, this is the Vatican too. This is the Pope. He's in on it. You know, the governments, the U.S. government, etc. What they're going to do, and this is not a prediction, this is just a statement. And I'll tell you some other people who were also made this statement long ago. For example, Wernher von Braun talked about this, his famous secretary statements, where his secretary told about the various things. Everything that Wernher von Braun predicted has come true, not to mention the Cold War and other things. And these are political methods of control. The Cold War was a method of political control where only the leaders could talk to those terrible Russians over there. And the terrible Russians, no, you could not talk to a Russian. It was against the law. You know, treason. Only the leaders could talk to those Russians. And so this is where they're going with the alien issue, because someday they're going to come out, and probably in the near future. And the reason is they're losing control. The COVID thing ain't working. The Delta variation of the COVID thing really ain't working. And let me tell you, all of the other things they're trying to instill in the public ain't working. The Marxist propaganda in the school is not working. You have parents rebelling. So the ace card that they have, is to declare that they have been talking to aliens, and that we all have to succumb to this alien story, and they're in charge. And it's the same thing where you don't get to see the aliens. You don't get to talk to the aliens. Only they can talk to the aliens. You can see where this is going. So anyway, I just wanted, you probably have not heard of this before, but I wanted to interpret the blast of information. Now, for example, I was a key speaker at the UFO, it was called the UFO Congress. It still exists, still going on. But I was a key speaker back in 2002 and 2003, 2 years in a row. I swear I released my Atlantis to Tesla, the Colburn Connection book. And the next year I gave a video called Electric Highways to the Stars, talking about electromagnetic propulsion systems. But at that point, those groups were ostracized. They were like, oh, this is taboo. This is a topic that only crazy people talk about. Now the government is full force in your face talking about this topic. And so the question is, what is it all about? Why the about face? Why the 180 degree turn? And now all of a sudden the government is all over this, like wants to show you. They want to release all their CIA information. Why is that? Because they're coming out, they're priming the pump so that when they come out, everybody is tuned to this, and all of the Trekkies out there that follow this and are hoping for a tranche of information from the government, they're priming the pump for these people, everybody to go, wow, they've been talking to aliens all this time. And now only they can talk to the aliens. It's another way of a secret. It's like the Cold War syndrome. Only they can talk to the Russians. Only they can talk to the aliens. You know, and then we're all supposed to believe this and cow to whatever they tell us about what the aliens are telling us to do. Take your vaccination. The aliens are going to tell you better get vaccinated. I bet that's going to be part of it. Anyway, it's coming. Just a matter of time. Let me see. Yeah, let me jump into the topic of nanoparticles and graphene oxides. This is a big topic. It'll probably take through the next hour here. Very important, and it's something that you have to be smart about or you're going to be a victim. Let me just put it that way. And this is already going on, and there are announcements that graphene, they call it graphene dioxide. There's really no such thing as graphene dioxide. It's graphene oxide. And I don't know where that term came from. People have been talking about it and talking about it. But graphene is basically carbon structures, but a carbon atom, when it goes into a crystalline structure, makes a three-dimensional shape. And so if you insert oxygen atoms in the structure, you can lay it out flat on a single atomic layer, and it has some very interesting properties. It has magnetic properties, etc. And so there's two types of graphene. There's the neutral graphene, which is non-electrical, non-conductive, non-magnetic. And then there's the magnetic type, which has magnetic properties, and that's the one they want to use for medical research. And I'll just call it research at this point. But what happens with graphene oxide of the medical variety, of the magnetic variety? And so I'm going to pull up an article here that I have access to because I belong to scientific groups that exchange information on all different topics. But anyway, this was republished from a journal called Trends in Analytic Chemistry from this past March. And the title is Magnetic Graphene Oxide Synthesis Approaches, Physicochemical Characteristics, and here's the part I want you to listen to, and Biomedical Applications. Okay, now by looking at the by looking at the author list, this was done in China. Okay, so let me just read the abstract. Now I'll go through this word by word. I'm first just going to read it, and so please don't get bored. I'm going to pick this apart word by word and tell you what it really means. So the abstract of this article, it says, magnetic graphene oxide, a compound of magnetic nanoparticles and graphene oxide, possess distinct physical and chemical characteristics, including nano size, a large specific surface area, paramagnetic and biocompatible properties, making it a promising biomaterial in the field of biomedicine. Okay, now I'm going to pick all this apart word by word when we get into this. There's a couple more sentences. In particular, it says, its excellent characteristics, including the integration of specific photothermal properties, interesting, magnetic thermal properties, this means it interacts with the heat in your body, okay, paramagnetism, active chemical bonds, which means it's going to bond with things in your body, including your cells. Hydrophilicity, which means that it dissolves in water. It doesn't really dissolve, but it is like a lubricated film in a sense. And then low cytotoxicity, which means they're saying that it does not have toxicity properties when injected into an organism like your body. They're claiming that. And then it says, have been applied to remarkable bioapplications in bioimaging, biosensors, biochemical extraction and separation, stem cell regulation, and the induction of differentiation, targeted drug delivery. Listen to that, targeted drug delivery. In other words, they can put this in an area of your body and then target drugs to go to that particular area, and then cancer therapy. It says, in this review, we concentrate on the approaches of preparation of fundamental structures, biocompatibility, and the biomedical applications of magnetic graphene oxide composites. Wow, that's a mouthful. But what this is saying, in summary, is this magnetic graphene oxide is a compound that they would like to put in your body. And the reason is they have all of these amazing characteristics, but it has some other amazing characteristics too. Now remember back, if you're old enough, like I was, when computers first came into play, when I was in college, I used to program an IBM 1130 computer with programming cards, IBM cards, they were called it. And they were punch cards, and you would sit down and type in your code, and these would go on punch cards. And then you had a whole stack of those, and then the punch card reader would read them into the computer. And it had such little computing power and memory that it was amazing compared to today's standards. But the belief back then of computers was that they would be for number crunching, they would help us go to the moon, they would be for multiple calculations, number crunching. And now look at the applications that computers have in terms of AI, you know, all of the different interfaces. You can watch videos, you can do digital photography. And so the computer grew from its day in the beginning of just number crunching, or one of the early applications was, say, in writing text and then remembering it and then actually sending the text. Those were big innovations back in the day. But now those are things that you just assume. Those are the basic operations of a computer. So at any rate, what I want to do is compare that to magnetic graphene oxide. because magnetic graphene oxide is the interface between your body and the AI that they want to put in your body to control you. So let me use an example. The way they talk about AI, your life will be scheduled for you to make everything efficient. So at a certain time, you have to be at your workplace at a certain time. A car will come and pick you up that's driven by AI. It'll drive you to your workplace, but you can also, because the AI system has programmed you for a McDonald's cheeseburger at 12, it will drop you off at McDonald's where your hamburger will be ready because AI is going to program the hamburger to be done exactly when you get there. So you don't have to stand in a line. You don't wait. Isn't that wonderful? And then you get back in the car that's driven by AI, and your whole life is programmed by the AI system. But to do that, they need a computer interface in your body. This is where this is going. So we're coming up on a break here in a couple seconds. So I hope I've gelled your interest here. I'm going to go into this topic, and then there's a very interesting part where he talks about a compound of magnetic nanoparticles and graphene oxide. So they're including nanoparticles with graphene oxide. So where's all this going, and how does it affect you, and how are they going to get this into your body? We've got a break coming here. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is James McCanny for the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.